We are joined by current X Division champion, DJ Z. DJ Z, welcome into the main event. How you doing today?
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you very much. It's good to have you on the show. First of all, the impact on the Fight Network and Pop TV. You defend your championship tomorrow night in a three-way bout against Mandrews and Braxton Sutter. What can you tell us about this bout?
Oh, this is going to be a crazy bout. As you know, the three of us, we are on a team, go for broke. I know these guys very well. They know me very well, and they also know that I am going into this match not at 100%. So it's going to be interesting to see if they are going to try to take advantage of my injury for the title. You know, it's like we're friends, we're teammates, but when it comes to the X Division title, it's every man for himself.
Yeah, last week on Impact, the three of you teamed together, and now you're facing off in the ring. So the friendship aside, now that when the belt's on the line, that's when things get serious.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, these guys know that I'm injured going into the match, so that just adds like a totally different dynamic.
What's the injury?
Well, if you saw Impact a couple weeks ago, I wrestled Trevor Lee and Rockstar Spud in a three-way match, and I did a dive to the outside and smashed my knee against the guardrail. Pretty serious injury that I've been feeling ever since. And yeah, going into that match tomorrow, I'll still be limping around trying to get through it as best as I can.
So what's your strategy for this this bout, a three-way match as compared to a singles one?
Well, the three-way match, it's a little easier in some ways, a little more challenging in others. Like, I have the advantage to roll out of the ring. Like, let's say somebody does attack my leg, I can roll out of the ring and, like, take a break for a second and let them beat each other up. But they could still win the match and the title, even if I'm not being pinned. So, yeah, I can take a breather for a second and recollect myself, but I still got to get back in there and not let anybody take that title from me. So it's going to be a challenge for sure.
TNA X Division champion DJ Z. In the early days of TNA, the X Division is what put the company on the map. And today, the X Division style kind of is what wrestling is all about. So what can be done today at 2016 going into 2017 to continue and innovate and differentiate the X Division from the rest of the company and bring it back to prominence?
I think the X Division is actually really strong right now. If people have been following the show for the last few months, the work that myself, Eddie Edwards, Trevor Lee, Andrew Everett, Mark Andrews, the work that we've been doing together, to me, has been reminiscent of the X Division of old that people love to remember and reminisce about. I think we've been doing some great stuff. I just don't know that there's as many eyes on it as maybe back in the day when people were watching AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels. But I think the quality of work is still like really high. So hopefully people will give it a chance, whether that's tomorrow or going back and watching some of the other great matches that we've had.
You mentioned AJ Styles. Your thoughts on the success that he's achieved?
Oh, he totally deserves it. That guy's one of the best wrestlers in the world, so I'm not surprised at all.
How did you get into DJing, DJ Z?
Well, initially I got into DJing when I was injured with some health problems I had with my stomach. I wasn't allowed to wrestle. I wasn't allowed to work out. So I had all this free time to just sit around, and I was miserable. I felt like I was on house arrest or something because I couldn't leave my house. I was just sitting around doing nothing, and I needed a hobby and needed something new to sink my teeth into and just to kind of keep myself sharp and creative. And I had a friend in college that was DJing in New York City, really successful. And I looked at that and thought, well, he can do it. I could definitely DJ, and I've always been passionate about music. So I just kind of got the ball rolling from there. I asked my friend, his name's Subset, by the way. Subset gets it on all social media. Check him out. He's amazing. He kind of like helped me out in the beginning, and once I got the hang of it, I just took the ball and ran with it. And cool enough, we got to use it in wrestling too, so I got to bring like both of these passions that I have into professional wrestling and on television, so it's cool.
What, was it you who pitched the idea to bring it to your wrestling career, or was it?
No, not even. The Bromans won their tag team titles at Bound for Glory in 2013, I believe, and they did a post-match celebration on Impact, and they had a DJ in the segment, and I guess everybody, the creative, they really liked the idea of the Bromance having their own DJ, but not the guy they had used in that segment. Robbie E, I believe, is the one that then pitched, why don't we use DJ Z? We're friends with him, and he's an actual DJ. And, yeah, that was all it was. They called me up, brought me into the next TV tapings. And what was really cool about it was they just said, you're a DJ for the Bromance. It's up to me now to bring this character to life and all the little nuances. So, like, the air horn, the little intro, the lighting that we had back then, all of it was, like, my original ideas. And I thought that was really cool to have that kind of creative freedom.
Who are your inspirations, DJ-wise?
DJ-wise, oh, man, I don't know. There's so many. Like, the guys that initially taught me how to DJ are, like, world-class DJs. There's a guy named Traze, T-R-A-Y-Z-E. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that taught me a lot about DJing and producing music. I always looked up to him because I just thought he was phenomenal, like, really creative DJ, kept the energy up. He was everything I wanted to be in a DJ, for sure. And now this guy, Traze, is... he's all over the world. He's a finalist in the Red Bull Freestyle DJ competition. So he's going to, like, Santiago, Chile or something in the next few months to compete in this DJ competition with DJs from all over the world. So, yeah, I learned from the right guy, apparently, and it's good to see him blowing up.
Wow. Wow. So is that a goal that you have for yourself to DJ all over the world in places like Chile?
Not necessarily. it's a really hard thing to juggle, full-time professional wrestler and DJing. Like, it's very hard to juggle those two passions. I tried it for a little bit, but what I found out was that the more that I was putting my efforts into DJing, the less I was focused on wrestling. And I felt like my matches, my quality of my matches was starting to suffer. And wrestling's my bread and butter always. So I had to, like, be honest with myself and put DJing on the back burner for a little bit and get back to being focused on wrestling. And 2016 was that year that I was focused on wrestling completely. And I think that's part of why I've had the success I've had this year, is because I was all in. I was committed.
Mm-hmm. So you've been wrestling now 12, 13 years. You talked about some injuries that you've suffered this year. How does your body feel as a whole?
Well, right now it's not feeling too great. I've been pretty lucky, actually. Like, I never had an actual injury from professional wrestling this entire time. So I started wrestling when I was 16. I just turned 30. And as soon as I turned 30, man, that's when we started getting injuries. So I don't know if that's a sign of me getting older or what, but I got hit back-to-back with injuries. I broke my wrist, but I kept wrestling with a broken wrist for about a month. And then this knee injury happened, and it's kind of just like taking me out. I'm definitely not at 100% at all, but I'm hoping by January, when the TNA tapings start up, I will definitely be back in the ring, back at 100, and I'm looking forward to it because I'm going crazy right now.
Yeah, you must be eager for that next set of tapings in January.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure.
How much longer do you plan on competing in the ring?
As long as my body's going to let me. I got so many more things that I feel like I have to accomplish in wrestling. And, like, this year, I got to say, like, I probably had the most satisfying year of my career, 2016. And I think it's because, like I told you earlier, I've been committed and focused on wrestling. Whereas before, like, yeah, I was focused on wrestling. Sure, I had, like, good matches, but I also had, like, my hands in the DJing world, in the music world. So I was, like, always, like, trying to juggle the two, and I never was fully as committed to just professional wrestling as I have been this year. And now that, like, I've kind of, like, rediscovered my love for wrestling, it's like, man, I just feel like there's so many more opportunities and so many more cool things that I have left to do, and I'm just really looking forward to the future.
What are some of your goals in the coming months and years?
Well, we talk about the X Division. You talk about those glory days of the X Division that so many people love to remind us about. One goal definitely is to revitalize the X Division, get people talking about it again, having the craziest matches that I can have, putting some attention back on TNA, back on the X Division, just like it used to be. So that's a short-term goal for sure, getting in there with guys outside of the X Division. I've proven this year that... you can put me in the ring with Bobby Lashley. You can put me in the ring with Mike Bennett, you can put me in the ring with the top guys, and I can hold my own. So I think another goal would be just to get more experience against those big names and show everybody at TNA and show the wrestling world that I'm a top guy too.
What can you tell us about the Lucha Libre courses that you've been taking?
See, that's so funny that like people are just putting this emphasis on me training Lucha Libre. It's like I didn't just start training Lucha Libre this year. I trained Lucha Libre since my early 20s. Like, I went to Mexico when I was 21 and trained down there with some of the best trainers, Super Crazy, Gran Apache. I wrestled for AAA for a number of occasions. So it's like I've had experience in Mexico, like, most of my career. And, like, Lucha Libre has been a familiar style to me. But living in Chicago, where I live now, there's a Lucha Libre culture in Chicago, and there's Lucha Libre gyms, which... there aren't many in the United States, you know what I'm saying? So to have access to that, I was like, well, I'm going back to wrestling school. I'm going to go back to Lucha training. And I'm so lucky. We have one of the best trainers of Lucha Libre, Sky Day, a guy that's trained so many people, from Chris Hero, Cesaro. The list goes on of the names that guy's trained. And he's been my coach. He's been my teacher for the last year. And his influence definitely, I think, has been a big part of my style kind of like reaching that next level.
Going into the new year, what direction do you see TNA wrestling going?
Well, it's exciting. We've got some new people in charge. There's some new like creative energy at TNA. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great for the wrestlers, for the fans. So I encourage everybody to give it a chance. Keep tuning in. Pop TV, whether it's tomorrow to see me defend that X Division title or whether it's 2017, I think there's going to be a new energy at TNA, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you heard any word of TNA potentially going back on the road?
I've heard that there's some talks. I really hope we do, because the house shows at TNA, from what I remember and from what many fans have told me, is this is a really fun experience, especially for the fans, like a very crowd interactive type of show. Like TNA live shows, some of the most fun I've ever had in wrestling, and it's always great to be able to meet the fans. And I know for the fans, like, they love the opportunity to meet all the wrestlers and be that up close and personal to these guys. So I hope we do go back on the road, for sure.
Yeah, the TNA live events were very personal, were very fan-friendly and interactive, having the chance to interact with the performers, which was very, very beneficial at the time, and hopefully again in the future. Talking with DJ Z, Ryan Ryder here on Main Event Radio. DJ, I wanted to know your thoughts on the career renaissance that Matt and Jeff Hardy have had this year.
Oh, man, it's great, isn't it? I'm thoroughly entertained and enjoying everything that they're doing. But those guys have been involved with wrestling for so long, and like they know how to keep themselves relevant. They know how to keep themselves on top. And it's just really cool to see them just go in a totally different direction. And just to see, like, how it connects with the audience, you know? It's like, instead of just relying on stuff they've done in the past, now they reinvented themselves. And to me, that's really inspiring, you know what I'm saying? So it just goes to show that it's never, like, too late to reinvent yourself and try something new, something different, take a chance. Because that's exactly what those guys did, and it's paying off.
Are there any wrestlers from outside the company that you'd like to see brought in to face you in the X Division?
Oh, man, there's so many. There's a lot of really talented guys out there right now. One guy in particular that I've seen just from some of my travels, there's a luchador named the Laredo Kid. I think he's incredible. I've done some shows with him in Cleveland, Ohio, at AIW, and he wrestles a lot in Mexico and all over the place. But I'd say he's one of the most versatile luchadors, meaning that he can do American style. He can hang with the American wrestlers. He's not limited to just Lucha Libre. And that's a very rare type of luchador. So I could see him doing some incredible things in the X Division. There's another guy from California named Steve Payne. To me, that guy's got star written all over him. Like, it's really weird. It's almost like a Samoa Joe type. Like, it reminds me of Samoa Joe back in the day in the X Division. And I could just see that guy just blowing the X Division out of the water if he ever had the opportunity. But I believe he's under a contract with Lucha Underground at the moment. So he may not be available, but he's somebody I could see making an impact. So those two guys for sure.
TNA Impact airs Thursday nights on Pop TV and here in Canada on the Fight Network. TNA X Division Champion DJZ, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Any other thoughts on the X Division and how to give it that boost and bring it back to prominence?
Oh, I mean, I'd say just keep tuning in to what we're doing in the X Division, because that's what we've been doing for the last few months now. Me and Trevor Lee, I thought, had a great match at Bound for Glory. We really set the tone for the whole show, and I felt like they were depending on us that night to really knock it out of the park, and I thought we delivered, and that's always the goal, you know what I'm saying? Every time I go out there, it's to deliver and to put on the best match possible, and you're going to see that if you tune in tomorrow night. Pop TV, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central.
Great. I look forward to seeing your triple threat match with Mandrews and Braxton Sutter tomorrow night on Impact. DJZ, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Ba-ba-ba-ba.